Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Hey Jeff, nice to meet you again. I think we met 2 times ago.
Yeah.
One time in Düsseldorf in the tube.
Oh yeah, man.
We sat outside. I don't remember this now.
Yeah, right. Sorry, man. I was in the middle of trying to figure out a bunch of end of the tour shit, so I wasn't paying much attention. But yes, I remember, man. Yeah.
And another time we met was in Tolmin. That's the punk rock holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so right. We did radio stuff from there.
Yeah. I remember all this now. Yeah. Yes.
Yes, but it's long ago and a lot of people on tour. Today's the last gig of the year for you.
Yep.
So how many gigs did you play this year?
I don't know, man. I would say like it wasn't a lot because our bass player just had a kid, so we kind of have been sort of, you know, playing with other bass players and slowing down a little just while that's happening. So I would maybe like around 100 or so, something like that, you know? I mean, enough, a lot, but normally we do more than that. Normally it's like 150 or so.
But all gigs in Europe, or did you left Europe?
Yeah, I mean, we went up to Russia, and we were up in Finland. Other than that, yeah, like, you know, just basically Europe, the UK, and Eastern Europe.
And any highlights? Or is it?
It's all a blur, but it's all a highlight. It's all good. It was fun. It was a nice year, man. It was, you know, it felt a little bit nerve-wracking to have to play with different bass players, but it ended up working out really well.
Yes.
And we have enough friends that we're able to fill in, and it all went well. It was a good year.
So I saw you in Veltz at the Spam Fest with a new bass player.
Yeah.
He was pretty good.
Do you know which one? Who was it? What did he look like? I don't even remember. We've been playing with like three different ones. Three different bass players because they're all in other bands. So I'm not sure who was playing in that one, but they're all good, you know?
Yes. He's a young guy, really young guy.
Maybe Jordy, maybe the guy that's here. He also does merch for us and plays in a band called Total Chaos. Do you know them? And and he's been filling in. And then did you know the band The Tips? The Faf from The Tips has been another bass player who's been filling in with us.
Oh, okay.
And and then our old guitar player also plays bass, has been doing it. So I don't know who was there in that one, but they're, you know, everyone's good. It's great, you know.
Okay. So you're a man, you're a lot of on tour, and what do you hate most on tour?
I don't know. I mean, I hate long rides. It sucks when you're stuck in the van forever. That sucks, you know what I mean? And, you know, sucks when everyone gets sick. Like, we just went to the UK for like, basically 2 weeks. And one person caught a cold, and by the end, just the whole van was coughing, you know? Just like sitting in a van coughing. But for the rest, that's fucking fun. It's right. It's a good life. You know? There's not much I hate about it. It's just, it's the sitting around and waiting can be annoying sometimes, you know? Just staring out the window all day when you have, like, you know, super long rides. But even that's fine.
So, is this the reason why? Because you play very often in Germany because it's short distances?
That's one reason, but I mean, the other thing is, it is. It's close to Holland, so it's easy, and it's a very good music market here. You know, there's so many cities that really. I mean, that's what German bands do. You can play all year here and then start again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you can start doing a circuit by the end of the year. I mean, you want to play other places too, but there's a strong music market here, and there's a million places to play. You know, and so yeah, that's part of it. I mean, I like Germany too, man. The crowds are good. Fuck it. I like everywhere's got something, right?
I think German. Punk rock scene likes the Cat very much.
Because, we do well here, yeah.
Because you play a lot of in North Rhine-Westphalia,
yeah.
And every time a lot of people come around. Totally,
yeah, we do really well here. I mean, luckily we do really well almost everywhere. It's nice, you know what I mean? But here it's great, you know? That's good.
I guess you started as a DIY band. And but a long time ago.
Yeah.
And how is it now? Do you think you're still a DIY band?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
man. I mean, we have a bigger network of people we work with, but I mean, it's basically just us. I mean, you know, we're on a label, but we still take care of ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We have a booker, but we still I'm in touch. Like, when you walked in and I was on the phone, that was me talking to our booker, trying to figure out, you know, some stuff for the beginning of the year and blah, blah, blah. So we always have a hand in it. You know what I mean? It's nice to be in control of your stuff, you know? So we've been on tour with this young man and the beautiful band that he has for the last few days, Captain Accent and the Disasters, Fred the Bars, man. Can we give it up for them, man? Fucking fantastic. Hello! I got the privilege for him to sing with me once in a while, and we wrote this together. It's a Calypso number. It goes like this.
This decade,
yeah,
ends tomorrow. And what do you think will happen in the next decade?
In the next decade? I think things will just get weirder and more interesting, you know? I mean, they got a lot weirder and more interesting this last one, right? I mean, you know, if you think about this stupid phone, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and I mean, of course, it's been a while, but, like, you know, things are, like, getting... Life evolves and changes, and I'm interested to see what happens, you know? I can't tell you what's gonna happen. I'm not the guy inventing shit, I just make music,
yes.
You know? But yeah, man, fucking hell, who the fuck knows, you know? Maybe we'll all be in robot bodies by, you know, I don't know, fuck it, right, you know?
And are there any plans for a new record?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, there are plans, but... Yeah. Is it concrete or are you...
No, we haven't booked anything yet. I mean, I'm writing right now and it always takes a bit. You know, we're kind of lazy and there's no rush.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you can still tour. We have enough material now that we can keep touring. So I'm hoping by the end of this year, this next year, that we'll be either in the studio or really making solid plans to be in the studio. I mean, we have a bunch of stuff written and... I have a bunch of plans. Like, we are, for the beginning of the year, January and February, generally don't tour a lot, and I travel, and then I write when I travel. You know, I'm going to Southeast Asia next month for a month, and I usually get a lot done there, because you're just laying in the sun, and then you're in a good mood. That's when good stuff comes out, you know?
What do you think it's worth fighting for? In this state.
Kindness. Yeah, that's all it really is, right? I don't know. There's a lot of unkindness in the world, it seems like, and it seems like it feels to me like there's, like, you know, if you look at the political scenes I follow, for instance, are obviously the US, because I'm from there, or like what's going on in the UK right now, you know, with that last election, and I don't know, man, like, it feels like the people that have the money and the power are getting better and better at manipulating the people that don't, and making them feel like we're all against each other, right? You know, that's how Boris Johnson went over there. He doesn't give a fuck. Donald Trump doesn't give a fuck, right? You know what I mean? But he plays them, they both play themselves as populists, you know? But all they're doing is making money for their own kind, right? Like, they're turning everyone against each other. To me, I feel like what's important in the world is being nice to each other. If people would concentrate more on that, the world would be a much better place, and, you know? So that's it, you know?
When you are down, what are you doing?
When I'm what?
When you are down.
When I'm depressed?
Yes.
Drinking, usually.
Drinking.
But, and when I'm happy, I'm drinking, so yeah.
But you drink a lot, I guess.
Yeah.
So are you always depressed?
No.
No?
No. No, I'm not.
No,
I'm not drinking because I'm depressed, but like, if I'm feeling horrible, then I'll, you know, then I sit in the bathtub and drink beer. If I'm feeling great, I sit in the bathtub and drink beer. I don't know, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know. That's about the best I can give you for that, man.
What is the worst place to wake up after a hangover?
It depends on what I've done, you know what I'm saying? Like, really. I don't know. Somewhere where you don't know where you are, like on someone's floor, you know, or you know, God forbid, next to someone you didn't want to wake up next to, you know what I mean? Like that, you know? It's never very good, is it?
Oh,
you know? I mean, there's never like, oh, great, I have a hangover. This is going to be a good day, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the worst place is when I have a hangover, the first thing that I want is a beer, you know? And then I want something to eat, blah, blah. Waking up and not having any of that, you know? But as long as you have stuff, as long as you have a way out, then it's fine, you know? That. He's been pretty fucked up, and this has been Day After Day of This. I would like to dedicate this song to me and to anyone that feels like they're a kid like me right now. This song is called The Hello Hangovers.
Last time you did something for the first time, what was it?
Fuck. I don't know, man. I'm trying to think. I can't even think of that, man. I don't know. What have I done new recently? I feel like I've done everything at this point, you know what I mean? I've done a lot, man. I don't know. Today I woke up and there it was. That was the first time that I woke up today.
And if you could change one thing in the world, what would it be?
Man, this is a weird, deep thing to get me when I've been on tour doing drugs for fucking days. I mean, if I could change one thing in the world, man, I'm so rattled on, like, from fucking days and stuff. I don't know. I would change anyone that was unhappy to be happy. How about a bland answer like that? You know? yeah, right.
No, that's a good thing. Your eldest friend, or the person you know the longest time,
mm-hmm.
who is it?
My cousin Jonah.
Your cousin?
Yeah, he was born a month after me, and he's you know, I grew up with him. I guess he's the friend that I've known for the longest. Yeah.
And how many times do you see him?
Not as much as I should now, man. Like, he lives in the States. He's a race car driver, yeah? He drives stock cars and stuff like that, and he doesn't really leave the States very much. Like, so he's never even been over to visit me here. I was back last year. I don't go back there. He doesn't come here that often. We're both pretty busy with our lives. So, yeah, we don't see each other enough. But I love him. He's like my brother, you know? So if when I have a chance and I'll see him, you know, we once in a while send each other messages. That's the beauty of technology now, right? Like, you can just go, hey, dude, you know what I mean? Hope you're all right. And then it's that easy, you know? So, yeah.
Okay. And when did you saw him the last time?
It was a little over a year ago. Actually, yeah, like a year ago. Yeah. I was back. My grandmother passed away recently, which is fine. She was old and she was like in her 90s and had dementia. It's good that she did. But I went back and visited her right before, and the whole family went and saw her. And I'm glad I did. It was cool, and I saw them, and it was.
So how old did she became?
She was 96.
96, that's
enough, man. That's enough. You know what I'm saying, really, you know? Yeah. I mean, and she was awesome and lived a long life and was great. So, you know, it's
okay. So, I guess you shared the stage with a lot of people.
Sure.
And is there one band you would like to, that is not on your list so far and you would like to play with?
To be honest, when you have a question like that, that would mean a band that we would have to open for. You know what I'm saying? That would mean a band that we'd have to open for. And those shows are never that fun. You know what I'm saying? There's bands I'd rather see. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love the Pogues, for instance, right? They're like my favorite band. It would be, you know, nice to play with them, but it wouldn't matter. No one's coming for us then. They're coming for them, right? You know what I'm saying? And I can't think of someone offhand right now that I would, you know, want to play with on even terms. And, you know, it would be that there's bands that it'd be interesting to say that we opened for the Pogues. But to be honest with you, it wouldn't matter. You know what
so
I mean?
So you prefer...
I prefer to headline, of course, man. Yeah, that's what you want, of course. That's what every artist wants, you know what I mean? You don't want to be playing seconds to things. I mean, it's fine, do you know what I mean? Like, it's okay, that's how you start, that's how you get somewhere, you know? But there's, you know, that's, I don't know, I like being the band that night. I want people to come for us. That's what you're working for, you know? And yeah, I mean, like the band that we're playing with tonight, Captain Accident, they're like fantastic and friends, and it's great to have them on tour with us. I mean, that's a good one, and we're doing it, so there it is.
And when you take a bath, what do you listen to?
I don't listen to music. No, if I listen to anything, it's I like to write in the tub. So if I listen to anything, it's generally demos of songs or music that me or my buddy Carl does a lot of music, and he'll send me, you know, music without anything, and then I'll sit there and just sing over it, you know. Okay. And so I write there. But if not, I'm around music so much, man. I really value quiet. You know, it's nice to be home and just be silent, you know, and just sit there with a glass of wine, and smoke a joint, and stare off into space. That's, you know, that's me. Or write, you know. That's the thing, man.
What is your strength?
My what?
Your strength.
My strengths. Good Lord, he's asking me all the hard questions. I'm fucking tired. I don't know. I seem able to walk upright still. It seems to be very hard to kill me. I've tried everything. I seem to be really good at staying alive. Like, honest to fucking Christ, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it hasn't been, you know, it hasn't gotten me yet. Lord knows I've tried, you know? I don't know. Trying to be nice to people. That's a strength, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah,
that. All right. There it is.
Okay. So, I think that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
thank you.
Man. Thanks, bro. Cheers.
Fucking hell.
Thanks, man. This is our last show of the year. The main thing is I want to thank you guys. I hope you have the best fucking 2020 ever. And we'll see you there. And before that, this is called Here Drum! The Drums.
0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein.
So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutzhund Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog, dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehung.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.